We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Seedens. Our top local story, jurors in the Robert Durst murder trial will pick up where they left off next year. Judge is keeping the wealthy real estate heir's trial on the books, but his attorneys are questioning it.
April 12th, 2021, that is when the judge set the Robert Durst murder trial to continue. That's about a year and a month after it was halted this March because of coronavirus concerns inside the courthouse.
We don't know what's going to happen between now and then. We think that perhaps that's long enough for there to be some resolution, but we don't know.
One of Robert Durst's attorneys, Dick DeGuren, speaking with KNX.
It's all up in the air. We don't know exactly what's going to happen.
By up in the air, he means he's still not convinced that even in April of next year that a jury will be able to sit in a courtroom for a long and complicated murder trial. At the airport courthouse, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The heat wave set to intensify today.
Continuing to push the heat in. Ridge of high pressure building in. A little breeze around out of the northwest, and that's going to lead to more heat, especially through the inland valleys, the San Gabriel Valley, and up through the valleys of Ventura County. Heat advisories through 9 o'clock tomorrow night. So two more days of upper 90, low 100 heat in some of the hottest valley locations. May see temperatures close to 90 degrees today, downtown Los Angeles, and the cooler weather, or not quite as hot along the beaches. From a Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidge at KNX 1070 News Radio.
Once again, L.A. County Sheriff's deputies stand accused of going rogue and operating outside the rules and outside the law, this time at the Compton Sheriff's Station. A group of deputies with matching tattoos who call themselves the Executioners are accused of settling illegal arrest quotas and threatening work slowdowns when they don't get preferred assignments. Sheriff Alex Villanueva said during a live Facebook broadcast that there is no gang activity of any deputies running any station, but he has ordered an investigation. Crews will try to improve the progress already made on a nearly 220-acre brush fire in the Angeles National Forest above Azusa that is 40% contained, just as a heat wave is elevating the fire danger.
They will again be attacking this from the ground and the air with five helicopters and six air tankers at the ready to go after anything that may flare up overnight. The good news is there was no growth within the main body of the fire.
They were able to tie in some line and get some hose lines in up there, and the hotshot crews went in and cut line.
Mark Peebles with the U.S. Forest Service says they did have a spot fire pop up outside the retardant line that's been laid down, but water drops were able to keep that in check. Crews will be hiking into that area today. They will be doing so amid triple-digit temperatures and some winds, which only elevate the fire danger here and elsewhere. That's why Peebles encourages everyone to be careful and prepared.
You know, we recommend the residents, you know, obviously be ready for wildfire using the Ready, Set, Go wildfire action plan, which is widely distributed and available, you know, on the internet.
Investigators are still trying to determine the cause of this fire. At the command post, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Members of the LA Teachers Union will be out protesting on Monday as part of a National Day of Action opposing any premature moves to reopen schools. UTLA President Cecily Maillard-Cruz says that science and data should drive decisions on when kids and teachers can return for in-person classes.
We are in a national crisis. It will take a national movement to protect our schools and rebuild our communities from the devastation wrought by this pandemic, to fulfill the promise of the uprisings for racial justice.
She says union members are being asked to wear face masks and are being told to practice social distancing. The president also says she expects a final agreement soon with the LAUSD on how online classes will be run once the new academic year starts on August 18th. Academic learning has been a big concern for students as they head back to school, but in this COVID era, a child psychologist says emotional learning is also extremely important. For that part of the story, we turn live now to KNX 1070's Vicki Moore.
Board-certified L.A. child psychologist Dr. Stephanie Mihala says one thing is for sure right now.
Right now, children are coming to online learning extremely stressed out.
And while teachers try to educate their students, they must also work to form connections with these new classes. And how do you do that online?
Teachers have to figure out, am I going to be doing that one-on-one? Am I going to be doing that privately via email? Am I going to be doing some type of chat with each student in a chat room?
Dr. Mihalis says that social-emotional connectedness is more important and more challenging than ever right now. And she says it's not about teachers counseling the students as much as recognizing those signs of stress and providing guidance and resources to the students who are struggling. Back to you, Chris.
Yeah. L.A. voters are going to be asked to approve a $7 billion school bond measure when they go to the polls in November. L.A. Unified's Board of Trustees expected to decide next week whether to put the issue on the ballot. The money is going to be set aside for various modernization and construction projects. Supporters tell the Daily Breeze it would not cause property taxes to rise because the bond measure would replace tax levies that are already expiring. Orange County health officials say the recent drop in new coronavirus cases is because of a likely reporting glitch and not a sign that things are getting better. County's acting health officer says the state has a backlog of tests to evaluate. That's causing an artificial drop in the numbers. At the same time, some labs have been slow to report their numbers to state officials.
The state system experienced an issue with duplicate test reports, which resulted in a higher number of cumulative tests to date on the website.
It could take days or even weeks to resolve the issue. A dozen Army Black Hawk helicopters will take to the skies this afternoon, flying in formation over the L.A. Basin. It's part of a big training exercise by California Army National Guard. Starts at 1 o'clock when the choppers are scheduled to leave their home station in Los Alamitos. In addition to international missions, the regiment also deploys during natural disasters, including mudslides and brush fires.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.